Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and today is Monday. We're going to have a wonderful show, so sit back and relax. Let's do some healing. So here we go. Let's go and do an emotional clearing for everybody. So go back 5 days. This is just after Christmas, so Monday after Christmas. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Oh, boy. Do that one again. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a feeling body. So the feeling body is one that typically most people do not necessarily fill up. So it's still fairly empty compared to the emotional body. But some people live in their feelings. So the emotional body gets filled up, and then that spills over into the feeling body. And then from there, they start using their feelings to sample life here in place of the sensory body. So this is for the feeling type people. Here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a trauma body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, we have our co-host Annika on. So, Annika, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I am. Thank you. And it's great to be on here and be here with you, Ron, and sample that emotional feeling body and trauma body clearings that you do. Always good to have, even if these are just samples that we're getting here from Ron, and if you want to know more about the full-length clearing, you need to go to www.creationlightshift.com, and you can read a lot of information on there, and Ron does have the full clearings on as online clearings. A lot of them are available online. And if you haven't listened to Ron before, then welcome. It's great to have you on here. And stay tuned, because there's always a lot of good stuff coming up from both questions on the fast chat that you are always welcome to put in there, or calling in. You may call into this show too. We also had a few questions that we didn't get to from Saturday's call, Ron, that I just wanted to kind of continue on with, because that's where we left off on Saturday.
Good. Let's continue on then, if you know what they are.
Yes. One of the things that we were talking about on Saturday was twin flames. And what that means and what our home base energy means. And Pauline was wondering, for us that have done the 4-in-1 clearing, and maybe you want to talk a little bit about what that is, again, just for any newcomers, for the ones that have had that session with you, could we have a sample of the clearing for our twin flame?
Okay, so we'll first talk about your home base energy. The home base is where you go to after you're created and you leave the light ship. So you're birthed and you're set out to the universe to explore the universe of light. So you have to have a place to go back to after each incarnation. And that's your home base energy. You don't go back to the light ship. So you never go back to source energy, but you go back to your home base. And because you are a part of the source energy automatically, so there's no reason to have to go back there. What we do now on these clearings, on this program and stuff, when I take you to the light shift, that happens in a short period of time every 2,000 years for ascension. And that's to get rid of the residue, the stuff that your spirit maybe has taken on, and your body that you're in, that prevents it from moving forward in its spiritual evolution. And it's not necessarily that you're here to learn something, okay? It's just that everything wants to be able to leave their last space that they came into with full integrity of their spirit energy. So, unfortunately, on the earth plane here, instead of having just one lifetime, like you're supposed to have. Ideally, since people die between, say, the age of 50 to 100, that would be one lifetime. And at that point in time, after the body dies, then you would leave here. No reason to come back because you're not learning anything. You're just experiencing. And the dark side switches it over to that you're here to have learning experiences, learning lessons. You're just out there to experience life. Good or bad for what it is, makes no difference. You're just here to enjoy life and to move on to the next place. This is how the light has created system of reincarnation. So reincarnation just means that you're going to another location after your previous body that you're in, or life form, or whatever it would be, is no longer living. Or maybe you have a life form and you just choose to leave it. And that could be also possible because you want to go somewhere else. So your home base energy is where everybody who was created the same instant, we'll say the same time, hate to use the word time, but the exact same instant that you were created, and you all go to the same location, whether that be a planet or someplace, you know, in the universe. It's hard to say, but normally I see them as planets or just a typical location. So when I do this clearing for people and we connect you energetically to your home base energy, then it normally shows up as some type of planet. It might have trees on it. It might have rocks. It might have, you know, oceans, lakes. It could be fog. It could be just a planet full of, say, bumblebees or something. And that's where you go to. You're not necessarily that incarnation of what I see there, but that's what they're living on that particular location. So your home base energy is your spiritual backup. Now, everybody on the home base energy can come into your body, into your physical form, wherever you are in the universe. Why? Because they have the same frequency as you as far as an incarnation frequency. And that frequency is what you have when you leave the light ship. That's one of your key frequencies. So on the planet here, on planet Earth, when you came into planet Earth, you also have a particular frequency, which we call your barcode for forced reincarnation. And so this is how they manage to take you, because you're stamped with this thing, probably on your forehead, so you can't ever not find it, you know. And this is how they keep track of you. So they give you tracking devices here. Elsewhere, you don't have that, just here, unfortunately. For the dark side, they need to keep track of you. And so your home base energy, much like the ones here, in fact, anybody in your soul family here on this planet, can come physically into your body. You may have had that experience seeing somebody and you manage to slide sideways into them and you go, wow, this is really interesting. I'm now kind of looking out of their eyes and I can feel their energy. And then some people you try it with and you can't. People who have a problem physically where they need medical attention assistance, maybe with some type of organ transplant, the best one for you would be somebody who would be what you would call a soulmate, because they will have the same frequency of your incarnation here on this planet. And so that frequency stays with you. So I hope that kind of makes some sense to some of you. Now, your twin flame energy is your other half. So you divide in half to have a reflection. So you have somebody to talk to, we'll say, to explain where you came from. So I'm sure when you leave here and you connect with your twin flame, you're going to be in non-judgment, but if you weren't, I'm sure you would have a mouthful to talk about planet Earth here. But this is kind of how it works. So your twin flame is the other half of you. This is why people look for relationships. This is why nobody feels complete, whole in their body. They keep searching and searching. This is probably why you have all these spiritual books, looking for something outside of yourself, looking for a special frequency or energy that you're trying to locate in this book to help you out so you feel whole and complete. Well, the books will never have it. That's your twin flame energy. So once you get your home base energy connected to you, and then you have your twin flame, you feel pretty self-empowered. You feel full, like you had a large meal. And you normally don't longer, want to find something out there, to take up space with you or to go in and out of relationships completely all the time, because you already have everything that you need, because you're not lacking anything. So what you're lacking is what you're trying to draw to yourself. And your home base energy, along with your twin flame, give you what you're looking for. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's maybe a perfect setup, for us to not be connected with our twin flame, so that we keep searching outside of ourselves and keep staying that way. And why many people, I think, feel so comfortable in religion or anything else that you search and you find a group, let's say doing group meditation or something, that you feel that you're part of and more higher side, as we keep searching for that fulfillment to feel whole in ourselves. So it's a perfect setup for us to just keep searching outside. So, and having that connection with the twin flame eliminates that need for searching outside of ourselves much more. So that's what I noticed myself when I had that hearing from you, Ron. So I don't know if we could have a sample for those of us who have had that clearing, to sample the clearing that is for the twin flame. I don't know if that's something you can do on here.
Well, we could put in a space holder in you, which would make you feel like you have that other energy with you. Remember, your twin flame, if it had the choice and the chance, if you don't have clearings done, it doesn't want to come into negativity. Remember, it's only going to see you as a negative being, because you're not going to hold enough light for it to want to even come into. Your spirit has a hard enough time coming into your body, so you would not want to damage your twin flame. But I will put in space holders, and this will be very similar to what it would be like having a twin flame energy. So here we go. Buddy, sit back and relax. Kind of feel how you feel now. See if you feel full inside of your body. Just check yourself out. And here we go. On a count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, they're doing this in segments here for people. Since most people are only 20% of their body, they're going to charge you up to 80% more energy. So here we go. And if you're over that, then you probably will not feel any change as they start counting. So here we go. 1, you're bringing in 10% each time. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll just keep on going a little bit here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do it one more time here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you should be able to feel, to sense yourself being full. You shouldn't feel like you're lacking anything inside of yourself, because these placeholders right now are just there to hold space so you can actually sample the way it feels to be whole and complete with your total spirit energy. So back to you, Annika.
So since you did some of the charging up to 80% of us with that clearing, I know Alexander was asking on Saturday if we could sample our spirit and body up to 100%, if you can do that.
You should be pretty close to it right now.
Yeah, it feels like it. So, yeah, that's great. And Tammy was asking about the stuffing of the matrix energy and putting all in the now energies, and that's what she had on there on Saturday. And I see a similar question, or I saw a similar question from Pauline, who also wanted some samples of the disconnection from the Earth's mind matrix and maybe a mind control release sample or mental body sample.
Okay, we'll do the mind matrix here. Here we go. And this will last as long as the show is on here. So here we go. So I'll count to 10 again to command the energy. You can bring up the light beam, if you wish, on the monitor screen. Remember, this is creation energy, not necessarily what you'd call God energy. God energy is typically the Earth-based Galactic Federation gods that came down here. I use the word gods with an S because there's thousands of them, if not millions. Every church that you go to has a different alien contact, person. So different races carry different frequencies, and they connect to different churches. This is probably why the churches are all a little different, especially Christian churches. Why there's so many of them, probably because the aliens had a problem with deciding which one they wanted, so they had to actually create new religions because they needed to have, different types of energies for their particular race. So they just took Christianity and spread it over different types of denominations, we'll call it. So here we go. I'll count to 10. Just to get rid of the mind matrix energy from the alien gods. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. How does that feel, Annika?
That feels good. It's very strong here. It feels great. I just pretty much came in through the door here right before this show, and it's so nice to be on the show again. Just feel the calm and all this good vibration and energies that you're sending this way. So thank you. Everett was commenting that his left ear began to ring on. I just wanted to let you know of that, and hopefully that has eased, but I don't know if there's something else you wanted to do for that.
Boy, I don't know what to do. Just ask the light beam to get some assistance there. Sometimes what happens is as you get brought back to planet Earth from a parallel life, your ears might actually have a popping sound, or you might feel a little different. So you're probably here now. So if anybody did feel a change, then they were probably in a parallel life. You're probably in a parallel life listening to the BBS program. And then when we did that, you got brought back to here. Remember, they mimic everything. So, the light creates everything in the light, and the dark side copies everything that the light does. The only difference between the two, if you put them side by side, they'd be identical, except that the light has spirits or souls in their life forms, and the dark side does not. But they have shapeshifters. And so that's the difference, is that the light only gives you a spirit and soul. And then you do your incarnations, free will, free choice. That's the difference. That the two systems, since the dark side copied the light, it's the exact same thing. This is the hardest thing for people now to understand, this teaching of the light shift, because they think they already have it. They think, oh, geez, I've been going to church for a long time. I pray to God every day. These alien life forms, you may call them that, but that's what people do. And, the old saying, are you a God-fearing man, or maybe woman, I would definitely be afraid, because the aliens are going to abduct you. the source energy. This gives you free will, free choice. This is why you have a home-based energy. You're created with the source energies. You already have them inside of you. With your spirit, your spirit's made up of these. And then you have choice to go out to wherever you choose to go to, except here you got trapped. So like I say, you know, whoever was out there in the cosmos of light, maybe it wasn't the cosmos of light, maybe we kind of got suckered into coming here at this travel agency or whatever, but boy, they sure put it on good for all of you who have been stuck here. And most people have been here for at least 20,000 to maybe 100,000 years. Long time to suffer. Just think how long your body's been here genetically. It's suffering too, but you may not understand that. So, getting back to the question, that ear ringing, ear popping, typically things like this. This happens when you probably are being abducted. And as you come back to this reality, it changes. And you may not be put back in the exact same location. You might be maybe a few inches off or so. Or you might find yourself all of a sudden, you know, maybe missing a turn on the freeway or something. Maybe you're driving down the freeway and they bring you back in. And for a moment of time, you kind of lost track of where you were. And maybe you missed a turn. Or maybe you got put back and you go, man, I thought I already drove past this freeway on-ramp here or something. What happened, you know? You don't pay much attention to it, just thinking that maybe your mind's playing tricks on you. That's really the aliens doing that. But this is what happens. And so when you're abducted, you can be driving your car down a freeway, typically, down a road. You can be taken up, and you're still seeing the same scenery driving your car. Because remember, you're living in a mind-controlled reality here. So what you're really seeing here, typically, is all dark side energies. And so that they can change them and bring you into a parallel lifetime just by, you know, a blink of an eye. And you don't realize the difference. So what we're going to do right now, just to validate that, we're going to bring you into this planet here and now, this very second, I'll count to 10, and you're going to actually feel the light from this planet, from the Earth spirit, without any alien intervention. So you can actually feel the true light of this planet. Everything around you will be of light creation versus the artificial intelligence, mind matrix, cloned copies of the Earth-based reality of what the light created. So I hope you understand that. Remember, what you see with your eyes is the illusion, okay? And this could all be dark energies. And you may look at the stars at night and say, am I really seeing stars, or am I just seeing some type of movie screen up there, okay? The same thing could be true where you're living, what you're looking at right now. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10 and just see if you feel different, because you're going to have now the energy of your body and your spirit in 100% light without any alien intervention. Here we go. I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. You're all now in the light on the way the creation is supposed to be. See how your body feels? You might feel looser. You might have maybe no thoughts at all, which is the way it's supposed to be. Your thoughts come out of your heart center. So just kind of see how you're feeling. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, so this means we're more in the now energy too, right? That's probably what you did there as well, which Tammy was asking for. So, because that's always how I feel, I have to say, when I'm on your show. There's no way I can be anywhere else but right now, so thank you. There's lots of great comments, Ron. Everett said it stopped, the ringing of the ears. Thank you, Everett. And I forgot to say that, of course, you can all call in. The number is 888-815-9756, and we'd always love to hear from you if you have any comments of what you experienced so far from today from the different samples Ron has been doing. So there's some comments here from Heal, and it is a little hard for me to totally get what she means, but she felt the energy coming in, and it felt like a thermometer warming up degree by degree. And so her palms were getting hot. And she was saying that this is very interesting, as she has prayed or requested for healing energy in her hands. And would that mean that the healing energy that she's received is going away? So I'm not sure, Heal. Maybe you want to call in, but I don't know if you have any comments on that, Ron.
Well, the fact that the hands are probably getting warm means that your spirit is connecting to your hands more than what it has been before. And so, naturally, whatever you're doing, whatever you ask for, your spirit has to be there, first of all, to bring in the energy. So if your spirit was not in your hands and you're trying to use your hands to do healing maybe on yourself or others, you know, laying on hands healing, then if your spirit's not there, there can never be a conduit, okay? Your body energy can send energy to another body, but it'll be probably a pretty low-frequency energy as compared to light. Now, the darkness can come in and give you a false energy, too, thinking that it's light. You have to be very careful. But for myself, when anybody asks me about doing healings, what I tell them automatically is, don't do them, because you're taking on the residue. If you've ever been on any of the 8-hour calls that we've had, and you know about the ET critters, or you go on the website for the $30 a month, and you check out the alien attack removal page, the parasitic life forms, these things you are taking into yourself. So you heal somebody, these critters will body hop into you, because you're there to show them some light. They live on the light. Maybe your spirit energy is higher, and from there they'll body hop, and you're going to be infected. May not affect you right now, but when you get maybe 20, 30 years older, you may come down with what you healed somebody of or was working with somebody during one of your sessions. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, so just mentioning with that the alien attack removal page that you can use daily, and I do, and I totally recommend doing that. It's so good to do, where you can remove that on yourself and put up several pages of it if you want on your monitor and keep it going overnight for, you know, 8 hours or whatever. That's on Ron's website, and it's $30 a month, and it's so worth doing that. So I always want to recommend that. And while I'm on your website, Ron, I also want to mention about the 4-hour special New Year healing session that you've got coming up on January 2nd, this coming Saturday. It's at 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or 4 p.m. and 8 till 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And maybe you want to talk a little bit about how you bring in the different energies and see the energies for the coming year that is coming in, the energies from Creation Light Shift.
Yeah, so what happens is we bring in the energy that the Earth Spirit is going to be using for its healing process for ascension. So since you're related to the planet with your body, you're going to be able to get a glimpse of what's happening. And it may not be 100% of what's going each month, but it will be what the Earth Spirit at this moment in time. Remember, it's in a time-based reality trying to get out of the darkness, okay? And so it needs to get out of time, so it has to, you know, do healings to get out of that. This is why we do all the sample clearings, to get you out of time. A different way of saying it, because remember, your DNA stores your time-coded realities, because it's put into you in time, just like a computer. This is why some people maybe heal better than others, because they have less densities. Maybe they're able to run a higher or more spirit energy. I won't say higher, but they're able to work through stuff a lot quicker because of less densities. And that's the only reason why, you know, you're not healing. and why you need to have healings, because all the thoughts of judgment, and some thoughts are easy to get rid of, some are more complicated. So it's the thoughts that are harming you. But what happens is the earth spirit has to do the ascension process, because it wants to get out of here. I'm not saying that, I mean, it's going to get out of here, not that it wants to. It is going to leave. And so at that point, it's going to abandon the earth blueprint of this planet, because it's no longer coming back to this planet as we speak right now. Now, if for some strange reason, you know, the darkness were to get completely eliminated and, you know, it was not in the realm of 3D, then somehow it could come back. But typically, you know, it already created its new blueprint. You know, it knows about this stuff just as much as you know about it, and it's choosing to leave. So it's doing the work now to get out of here. So typically, it's going to its brand new creation. Remember, the Earth spirit creates Earth or planets and planets, and the new Earth that is created is going to be on what we would call eighth-dimensional reality. And so because the Earth spirit loves you so much, and it's using the energetic makeup, the molecules, what your body's made up of, the elements, it's allowing you, because it resonates with those, to take your physical body to its new reality. It will sustain life for your body, because you're attached to it. It created you in a sense, okay? Created your body. And so even though the new earth might be a different type of energy, maybe it won't have dirt like we have dirt here, which is what you're made up of typically. But it's still going to be able to sustain life for you because it loves you. So it's allowing you, if you do the clearings, so that your spirit can come back into your body after the ascension or during that time frame when the new light turns itself back on again for all the light universes to be recreated, okay? Then it's giving you the chance to join it. And this is what it's doing. The last time it decided to sustain another 2,000 years of this mess here that we call it, whatever you want to call this stuff here, that we're dealing with here, the trauma, the pain, the hurt. So it's chosen, and just think of what, you know, humankind here has done to the planet in the last 2,000 years, okay? Along with all the alien intervention and the pollution, et cetera. So it doesn't want to be here, you know, but it did choose to come back the last time because there was not enough people who understood the teachings of Jesus because the Galactic Federation killed him early. And this is the reason why it chose to come back. Because it only took with it a few, you know, like a handful of people. And because the people just didn't get the teachings of Jesus. They were too locked into darkness. They were not willing enough to open up their hearts to understand their spirit communication. And so the Earth Spirit said, well, I'll do this this one more stay on this planet, even though it's going to be hard, and you know how hard it is and how much worse it got just with all the pollution. So it's giving everybody on this planet 2,000 years of extra time to get prepared for ascension. And so typically the people who knew about ascension in Jesus' time who talked to their friends should have understood it. And that should have been passed on to, you know, the next generation. And so everybody listening right now in the whole world should all know about the teachings of Jesus. They should all know that he came to teach ascension, to get rid of your dense cellular memory in your body. This is what he was doing. And that you should all be 100% ready for ascension because you had 2,000 years to do this. Well, hello. You know, that didn't happen. So, but it's leaving anyway. It's already did its thing. So hopefully you're able to do the ascension with your body, because otherwise your body is going to probably go like it has been in the past, sideways to some dark side, parallel universe of complete darkness, and be lost forever. Now, if your spirit somehow This is what the Bible talks about the eternal hell or whatever, you know, in Revelations or whatever it is, you know, the ending times. So if your spirit hasn't been connected to the darkness and everything else that the darkness can do to you, and for you to ask for favors for the ET gods when you pray to church, then more than likely, if you haven't done that, you're going to be able to do the ascension. If not, you need some clearings to get the dark side off of you. Otherwise, the dark side will take you, has your barcode on you for the forced reincarnation. It will grab a hold of your spirit and grab a hold of your body and take you sideways to a parallel universe of darkness, and you'll probably be lost. Unfortunately, this is what's going to happen. It's in the Bible. The Bible talks about this, okay? Just that most people don't understand it. But remember, the light ship will come. If it sees some light from you, it'll look for you. But, you know, if you're not here, then it, you know, it doesn't know that you're around, and you're going to be, how's it going to find you if you don't have any kind of energetic signature? The dark side will erase all that stuff wherever you go to. So the light's not going to look for you if it can't find you in the darkness. It'd be like looking around without a flashlight in the darkness. It has to have some type of light to look for. If it sees a speck of light out there in the darkness, it will go to that, and whatever it finds in the way between A and B, it will rescue that too. But this is why it's so important to understand the teachings of Jesus. This is what we talk about in this program. Most people don't get it. It's very, very simple. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah, so you're talking about a lot about the barcode. So we had a great question from Ed that I want to bring up in relation to that. But before, I just wanted to mention something just because it was brought up as well to what, in relationship to what you just talked about. And that is how we, in turn, possibly can help the Earth Spirit in this process that the Earth Spirit is now going through by getting the Earth Mind Matrix clearing for ourselves.
Well, by clearing yourself, that's all that you can do is clear yourself. By clearing yourself, it might help the Earth Spirit, you know, somewhat. Typically, it probably wouldn't make any difference because it has the whole planet to work on. So you're just like, you know, one little speck, you know, so it's not going to really do any good for yourself. You know, to help the Earth Spirit. There's nothing you can do for the Earth Spirit whatsoever. If you try to do something for the Earth Spirit, chances are you're going to be harming it, because then you're giving the T-shirt with the bullseye on it to the Earth Spirit, letting the dark side know that, hey, this person knows the Earth Spirit's in trouble here. Maybe there's some pollution here that we forgot about or something, and now we'll attach more energy to the Earth Spirit. You cannot do anything whatsoever to the Earth Spirit to help it. And if you attempt to do something, chances are it's going to harm it more than help it. Because the Earth Spirit is connected to the light. It has its own spirit, but it's like yourself. It's like there's no one else that can help your spirit but you. You know, that's the whole process. It's everybody is whole and complete, and you have to get yourself back into spiritual integrity. If there is anything wrong with the Earth Spirit, if it's been violated, there's missing parts, that the light ship will help it do that. But you can't. So back to you again, Annika.
Okay, so I wanted to go into Ed's question. So we have mentioned a lot of the different barcodes that we obviously need off of us, like the spirit barcode, the mental barcode, and, you know, online you have the death barcode that we can do online to get rid of that, and also you have the natal barcode up there now as one of the newer clearings. And Ed was wondering, is the forced reincarnation code the same as the natal barcode?
It's similar, not the same, but very, very similar. The barcode needs to get taken off. The natal one allows them to get rid of a lot of the transmissions done to you with your name, with your numbers, you know, your birth date, etc. Remember, you're in a time-based reality, and we work with languaging here, which to the aliens, you know, our letters that we have would just be like symbols. So probably to them, they're using the symbols that we use in our talking, in our text, and these symbols that they see is how they can attach to you. So we have numbers and letters. So these to them would be symbols. To us, it's a language, and it's, you know, the way we can, you know, add and subtract and keep track of things in a logical sequence. But to them, it's just strictly symbols, and this is how they connect to us. So you get rid of the symbols, then all of a sudden, how can they connect to you? But they do have the barcode that's stamped on you. So that's the difference. Hope I was able to explain that properly. Barcode's completely different.
Okay. So Tom has a few questions here. As we know, this is, as I understand it, the first time the Earth Spirit is to leave this Earth, right?
Yes, I would say so. That would be correct. As I look at it, it doesn't have any time that it has come back, you know, after maybe the dark side left or something. It's always been here holding on to its creation. So it's kind of like a mother with their child. You know, you hang on to your child to protect it. And now it's decided to get rid of and to leave the blueprint. Okay? Now, the blueprint, in case you're wondering, will be, the Earth will just be dematerialized. Okay? Poof, it's gone. Everything in the universe of light, poof, it's gone. Okay? Now, what do these things go to? They go back to the light ship. And they probably go into the room outside of the light ship to get rid of the darkness out of these blueprints, okay, just like we do when we go on these 8-hour calls. We go into quarantine. So they get cleared out, then the blueprint is fine, goes back to the light ship. Now, some other spirit chooses to take the Earth blueprint and rematerialize it. It may go to a different dimension. It's perfectly fine. This is what happens on the light ship. Everything on the light ship is able to be viewed by any spirit that is going to be using that type of energy. So let's just say that a spirit wants to create a humanoid life form. It can look at all the different humanoid life forms that's out there. And this would also include the aliens. Remember, there's aliens that were created by the light, too. And so it can look at everything created by the light, all life forms, and it can choose and you know, change the blueprints and everything else. They can get an upgraded version of whatever they want to do. And from there, this is how it works. So everything is still available. But the difference is that even if there was an Earth, let's say that 10, or let's just say 1,000 spirits like the Earth so much that they all created 1,000 spirits in 3D, a verse. Okay, so now you have 1,000 Earths with 1,000 spirits of different frequencies in the Earth. Can you go back to those? No, you can't sustain life there with your body because they're at a different frequency. The only thing that's going to resonate to you at all is your spirit. And it's allowing you to go where it's going, okay? And so, you know, the dark side could not put you onto another planet of light because you would not be able to live there because your body would not resonate. What the dark side does, it creates the false energy of the Earth spirit for you to live on. This is why, you know, you'd be sent to a parallel life with that same frequency of the Earth spirit. It's like having two different computers of the same make, the same model. You know, you can go back and forth. You could probably swap parts inside of them without any problem because they're the same thing, just like cars, okay? So with that, this is how you go into parallel lifetimes. And so they create this for you because otherwise your body would not be able to sustain life. And this is what the dark side does. And but you cannot go into another Earth. If you saw this Earth and the Earth spirit was not in charge of it, you cannot live here. Your body would not be able to sustain life. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, so another question here from Tom. When new spirits come to the Earth for experience here, will they be taken hostage by the dark? And if so, how come the light ship does not warn them about coming to Earth?
Well, the light ship comes here. I don't think anything new is coming into the planet, okay? I think what's here is people that's been stuck here. And so I don't think anything brand new is actually coming here or has come here for quite a while. I think it's just the reincarnation spirits out there in the God plane energy, you know, in your Akashic records, et cetera, what's out there of the darkness. And that's how, you know, everybody comes back into here again. So I hope I answered that question. As far as life is important to anybody, right now it's ascension time. And so right now they're doing cleanup. And they're trying to get everything back into spiritual integrity so they can turn off the universe of light and start over again. This is what they do to get rid of the darkness. And it's a nice way of doing it because if you look at it logically, you can start over again and go somewhere else, provided you have spiritual integrity within yourself. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, since we were talking about the barcodes, I just wanted to quickly add there that the Dark Side Ascension Program, it's a barcode too, right? Is it a different barcode from the Fourth Reincarnation barcode, or is it the same?
Okay, there is an Ascension barcode that gets activated every 2,000 years by the darkness. So that's different than the Fourth Reincarnation one.
Okay, so it's another one.
Yeah.
So that's,
That one they pay you with. So that you don't do the ascension, because they know when the ascension time is. So they make sure that you're abducted and you go sideways to a parallel universe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good ones to get those off. So that is always a good thing to do. And I also had another question from that was left over. I can't remember who asked, but there is a clearing that you also have online that it's a set sequence timing body, and what is that clearing? Could you explain that clearing, the set sequence timing body?
Yeah, that clearing puts you back into the present moment throughout your life. So it reconnects everything to you in the light that you missed out of because you're running parallel lifetimes, because you're not in the present moment.
Okay. I don't know if there was a caller. I heard something, but I don't know if that's my phone. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Annika.
Hi, who's there?
It's Everett from Winnipeg.
Oh, hi. Hi, welcome. What would you like?
Hello to Ron and everybody. My question is, can we do clearance for other people on their behalf?
Oh, yeah. All the clearings on the website you can do for someone else without even asking them, because the spirit is created by the light, and you're using light to clear them. So there's no problem whatsoever. The mind energy...
All I do is just get a list of names then, right?
Yep. That's all you have to do. Right. And the mind energy, if you ask somebody about this, since they wouldn't understand it, the first thing they'd probably say is, no, I feel fine. I don't want to have a clearing. But, you know, that's why I recommend if you have parents or somebody, by all means, do that, you know, the alien death barcode. Get that one done for them. You know, it takes a while, but they'll give them better health. You know, I can't guarantee they're going to live longer. They probably will, but I can't guarantee that. But, you know, get rid of this thing that's hanging over their head. And if they're older, you know, probably, you know, 50 years or so of age, they're going to probably already went through a couple of death barcodes, or they're going to be hitting them fairly soon. So at least give them more life back to themselves. So that one I would recommend for everybody.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and also thank you for those last two clearings. I feel a lot better. Thanks.
Oh, great. Thank
Bye.
You.
Great, Everett. Thank you for calling. It's a great question to ask. I know for myself that clearing family and friends or parents or co-workers, it doesn't just only help them, but you will notice that it will help yourself because they are easier to be around. So less dramas and less trauma, definitely. So, yeah, good one. Good to do for other people if you feel up to it and can. I definitely recommend it. Yeah.
Very good point. Some people... I'll hear them talk, and they go, man, I really hate this person at work. I mean, this person drives me crazy. I don't like it. I don't like it when they work. I said, why don't you pay for a clearing? And they go, I don't want to waste any money on this person. I hate him. I said, well, man, if you do a clearing on him, they might be your best friend afterwards, you know? I mean, you're giving them a gift, plus yourself, even a bigger one. Remember, the entities come in, and the dark side is using them to torment you. So, you know, get that clearing done on somebody. Do the emotional clearing. The emotional clearing, besides the death barcode, you know, is what you want to have. That's why I started off doing emotional clearings years and years ago. And the death barcode is just the more recent one. So, you know, but for myself, looking at it, if I were to do anything for anybody, I would first do the death barcode, number one. And you get two clearings on that. You know, you get the death barcode, and you also get the stress, emotional trauma, I believe, stress barcode release. So right away, you're going to feel better. So it's $75 a piece, basically, $150 for both of them. You get one free, actually. So it's $150, and then you get one free. But, you know, just do that first of all. And then if I didn't have that, then I'd recommend always to get an emotional clearing and then do that second. And you're going to feel younger. You're going to feel better. You're going to feel happier about yourself. That's what I'm hearing from people. So just getting that barcode off you is your way to have better health. And you may want to do a natal chart after that too. But, you know, it's kind of up to you. The last 6 months, maybe 9 months, we'll say for sure, we brought forth these new clearings only because the light ship is able to protect people and to protect myself by doing these clearings. So what happens is these clearings are more related to the aliens attacking you one-on-one, and it can get the stuff off of you. And that's why we put up the alien part of the website to get these energies off of you. But most recently, since the light chip is, we'll say, coming closer, hypothetically, they're able to do more for you and to get these things off of you. And this is why they came forth. And it's taken them basically probably since 2005 to about 6 months ago to get strong enough down here to be able to ward off the darkness. So that's kind of how it is. So that's why these new clearings popped up. And they're all things related to the dark side energies. The other stuff that we're doing on the website, if you notice, it's all stuff stored inside of you. You know, it's like cleaning out the garbage dump. And this is what we're doing. And so what the new ones are, how you're being affected on a daily basis, day-to-day, hour-to-hour, by the aliens connecting to you and causing, you know, the mind control patterns. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so I went to an exhibition today in Philadelphia and saw the Diana exhibition down there, and I could not bring it up here because it is amazing to see how not only, of course, her grace and beauty, but the incredible compassion energy that she brought is being noticed, and perhaps it's even being noticed more now. I don't know, but it was a very, very big part of the exhibition, and I wanted to take the opportunity and just mention that because I know she comes through you, and maybe you can talk a little bit about her and who she really is, as, of course, that doesn't really show except for what you are sharing with us. And also maybe we can have her energy through the light beam, Ron.
Yeah, that sounds good. So our time's closing, so we'll be off in 2 minutes here. So we'll bring in the energy of Princess Diana. She was a light being on the light ship, and she came into Jesus to work through the body of Jesus to bring forth the humanitarian mission that Jesus was doing, and that can relate to compassion. So here comes her energy. Remember, she had needed a physical body down here to work through. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, oh, that feels great. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we'll leave her energy with you. We'll leave it for 1 hour. We'll give you people a treat here. So she'll stay for 1 hour. You can watch the light beam. She'll be coming through that. And there'll be the compassion energy that she brought through herself when she was here in the body of Princess Diana. And it'll be the exact same energy that she brought through in the lifetime of Jesus. And we are going to be doing the extended healings in January, the 8-hour conference call. So I'm getting that put together right now. So it'll be 3 consecutive Sundays, and I believe it'll be starting on the 10th. 8-hour conference calls, 3 consecutive Sundays. So we'll be sending out emails probably within a day or two, I think. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, to everybody. And our next program is on Wednesday at 7 o'clock Pacific time, 10 o'clock Eastern. So goodbye, everybody, and hope you enjoyed this program. So stay in your heart.
Great, great energy there from Diana. Thank you so much for doing that.
So just stay in your heart, and, you can ask her, you know, the light being of Princess Diana, her spirit, to do some healing work with you. If you have any heart issues, ask to have that healed for you. So blessings. We'll see you on the next program. Bye, everybody. Thank you, Annika.
Bye. Thank you.